myself, that would be Amos Elijah in English. Are you aware of that? So he's named after biblical men, and Elijah is a biblical man. What you might not know is how much work Elijah puts into this camp. Elijah is our guy here that I depend on to take care of business on this side of the ocean. So he makes trips out here and makes sure that we've got things going on. Remus is his right-hand man when it comes to that. And so we, you know, we from the States couldn't do it without these guys.
Amen.
And so we've been so thankful. Topic is,
fill my life
words. So let's pray together. Father, we are thankful for Elijah and the good work that he does, and his sweet wife, Diva, their son, Jacobus. We pray your blessings on their family, along with Custodes, as they minister in Klaipeda. Help them, Lord, to spread your word. We're thankful for all of the churches that are represented here in this country and in the other countries, and we do pray, Father, your blessings upon each one of them. Bless Elijah as he preaches to us tonight. Bless his words. Fill him with your Holy Spirit and help him proclaim the word faithfully, boldly, and challenging to us. Bless us as hearers that we will take it into our heart. We thank you for this camp. We thank you for the opportunity we've had to be together. We praise you for all of this in your name. We offer this prayer. Amen.
Yeah, the topic of my sermon is Fill My Life, Lord, and I will say three stories, and that's it. I will use three passages from the Bible, and I will be for tonight, but I hope it will be in your heart, so that when you feel empty or filled with something else in your life and you need help from the Lord or be filled with the Spirit, you can remember those stories and ask God. Okay, so my first story is, this is what I heard several weeks ago. There was one brother, he was from a different church, and he was kind of very rigid guy. He was a hard-working guy, loved to work with his hands. He was going to church, and it was back in the 90s when the Soviet Union collapsed, and there was freedom, and people started to go, and somebody who had money could go to Turkey for a holiday, you know, on the beach. And so this guy was actually condemning others for going on these trips because he said there's so many inappropriate outfit for women and men, so lots of temptation there, so you shouldn't go there. But one day, somebody from the church gave him a trip, bought a trip for him and for his family. He had two good daughters and wife. So he said, I don't know what to do. You know, he was condemning all these people for going there. Now he's has a dilemma. So he said, okay, I will go anyway, you know, I cannot reject this offer because, you know, we want to go and just rest there. So he went there with the family, and those 10 days that he spent there in the resort was like heaven. Daughters now are so pleased with blue water. They said, Father, are we in heaven? He said, not yet. So those 10 days were actually like in heaven. So he enjoyed that much, and he repented and said, Father, please forgive me that I was condemning these people. Well, there was a time then he had to go home, back home. And he asked on the reception, he said, can you call and wake us up? Because early in the morning we have to go and take a plane back to actually Ukraine. So they woke up at 8 o'clock and the plane was at 6. Alright, so they came to the receptionist and asked, why didn't you call us? And they said, no, we did call, but you didn't answer. Probably they were so much tired after packing this luggage that they just missed the plane. So, okay, they did not have lots of money, they did not have a lot of money. So they collected some money, had on the taxi, for a taxi, went to the airport, and with a very little English, started to explain that they missed the plane and they don't know what to do. So the workers there said, no, we cannot help you. You know, your plane is left, you have to buy tickets. And they said, we don't have money. Well, sorry, but we cannot help you. So there, at the airport, they didn't know what to do. Okay, one day passed, they're still in the airport. They don't have money, they're eating cookies because they don't have food. And here's the desperation comes to their hearts. Little girl's asking daddy, when are we going home? And daddy said, I don't know what to do. So they almost like, you know, had a breakdown, like, you know, they don't know what to do. So, and then he said, okay, as usual, in the morning, I will read my Bible. So he started to read his Bible, and there was one verse that spoke to his heart. So, and the verse was Psalm. From the book of Psalm 37, verse 4, which says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And he said, Lord, I've been complaining a lot since I got to this airport. I'm not delighting in your work. I'm not delighting at all. But you say that I need to delight, and you will grant me the desire of my heart. So he came up to his wife and said, you know, I understand we have to be happy, we have to be glad, and somehow to express this gladness. And his wife was one of the ladies that had a very strong voice, and she was singing out loud in church. So they were standing, they stood up and started to sing church songs at the airport out loud. And people were like, you know, it was so beautiful, and people were just stopping by and listening. And they did not put anything to collect money. But after one song, an old guy came up and said, well, that was beautiful. Can I help you something? What's your needs? And they said, well, we don't have tickets and we need to go back to Ukraine. And she said, okay, I will buy your tickets. And they went and the guy bought the tickets, so they flew home. So they had the need and they delighted in the Lord, and the Lord provided this. So this is kind of to my topic about fill my life, Lord. This is when you lack something, this is your need. And one of the great thing, I believe, is to delight in the Lord and to rely on Him in every situation. This story just was so amazing that I wanted to share with you. The second story is in the Bible. It's about Elijah. And Elijah was a great man who did great things. But at one point in the book of Kings, if you Bible, that's the First Kings chapter 19. In this chapter we see Elijah is completely empty, devastated, at the point that he asked the Lord to just take my life. And this is what he says in verse 4. I have had enough, Lord. Take my life. I have had enough. He was ministering actually in the days of Ahab, one of the evilest kings ever existed. And so he got so much tired, and he was so much empty. He thinks that he had nothing to give And he said, okay, Lord, listen, I tried, did not success, no, it wasn't success, nothing changed. Israelites still have idols, they still idolatrous, they still worshiping idols, they still killing priests and prophets. I had enough, that's it. And he goes to the desert for about a day. And that shows that how much he is empty. You know, desert is empty, nothing grows there. So he goes for a day, and there he sat under the Jupiter tree and said, take my life away. Well, Jupiter tree, it's a tree actually that symbolizes affliction, symbolizes poorness. And he lays down and falls asleep. Then you know the story that the Lord sends an angel, and the angel touches him and brings food. And he wakes up and sees the food not at his feet, but at the head. So that he immediately sees, and the Lord says to the angel, wake up, you have to go. There's still things you need to do. And then twice, that happened twice. So he got up and went for 40 days. You know, sometimes in our life, we have also our desert, and maybe emptiness and devastation, desperation, and all kind of like there's no hope. But I tell you this, that the Bible teaches that one day your desert will end. One day you will be filled. One day you will have food. One day you will reach the destination, and the Lord will tell you what's going on in your life. This is what happened to Elijah. He just stood up, and for 40 days he was going through the mountains, and there he met the Lord. And I believe that God will fill you up, because that's what happened to Elijah, a great man. I believe that will happen to us if we ask God and we'll seek him. Well, the third story is actually Brother Mark yesterday was reading from Luke chapter 8 about a possessed man by the evil spirit. That's my story. I wanted to speak about that story. Okay, that's good that it's not only in Mark, I mean Luke chapter 8, but also in Mark chapter 5. Okay, so I'll be speaking from Mark chapter 5. Well, it's the same story. It's Jesus and a man possessed by the evil spirit came up to Jesus and worshiped him. And Jesus drove those demons away, and the man regained his sanity and health, and he was put back to his family. But it's very interesting that when he was insane, when he was absolutely, I wouldn't say he was empty, this is the point. This is the point I'm saying. If Elijah was empty and tired and hopeless, this man was not empty. He was filled with evil spirits. He was filled with crazy ideas. He was just driving around, I mean, running around, cutting himself, beating himself, shouting out loud. And so he was filled with something like strange. And I see sometimes people nowadays also filled with many, many things that cannot actually bring content. What he had, I call deceitful content, which means it cannot bring you, you know, that sometimes you feel content in your life. Okay, this is what I've been looking for. It's good. So he cannot say this. He couldn't say this. He was like running around, beating himself up. He was just pointless in his life, filled with deceitful content. And what Jesus did, he filled his life with real content. He gave values, he gave purpose in life, he gave foundation, he gave every word that guy needed. And I believe that in our life sometimes we may be filled with deceitful content. I've seen people like that in their life, they never ever can stop looking for something. They just keep looking, they don't know what, but they say, I want to find myself. Well, maybe it's time to build yourself up instead of finding yourself somewhere. and that's what Jesus does. He found that man and refilled him with something real, something valuable. And so fill my life, Lord, because only you can do that. Because only Jesus has the real content that can fill us up and that we will say, Jesus, thank you very much. This is what I've been looking for. Amen. Let me finish with a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you very much that you have the real content. And we know, Father, that sometimes we start building our life on the sand, but you give us example, say, no, build on the rock, Jesus Christ. Build on the real foundation. Because waters will test your life, because struggles will test your life, because things in your life, like deserts and emptiness or deceitful content, will come. We know, Father, from the examples of, from example of a prodigal son, he was looking, but then he understood that only at the father's house, the plenty of bread, plenty of food, and only there he can be happy and feel that he is real. So help us to understand, Father, when we are empty or we are filled with something different in our life, help us to get down on our knees and look something for, something internal, something valuable, because only you have it. Because that's why you came to this earth, to die for our sins, so that we can have eternity and not only temporally things on this earth. Because this earth is just a bus stop. We'll stop there, but we'll go somewhere else. Father, help us to be filled in our life with something real that you can bring. Something internal, something that can feed us, something that when we're fed we can share with others. Thank you very much that you, Father, give us that we can share with others faith, love, ministry, service. Thank you very much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.